Mishnayis Mesechta Avodah Zarah. First Mishnah. Lefnei Edehen Shel Goyim. Before the Edom means a Yom Chag, a day that the Goyim worship their Avodah Zarah, it's a holiday for them. So Lefnei Edehen Shel Goyim, before the holidays of the Goyim, Shloisha Yomim, 3 days before this, also Loses for Loses Imohen. There's an issue with the Rabbanon that a Jew is not allowed to do business with a guy. You're not allowed to buy or sell things to them. Or else lahashilon, you're not allowed to lend them something. Or else velishro mahen, you're not allowed to borrow something from a guy within these last 3 days before the Yom Chag. Lahalavoison, you're not allowed to lend them money. Velilavois mahen, we cannot borrow money from a guy. Leforon, you're not allowed to pay them back money you owe them, a chayiv you owe them, these 3 days. Or else, v'lipora mahen, you're not allowed to accept money from them. If they owe you money, if a guy owes you money, you're not allowed to accept the money within these 3 days. And the reason the Gemara explains, because we're afraid that the goyim may be happy for what we're doing now, the business we do with them. Maybe we'll give them profit. So, and then when they have profit, they'll feel happy, and when it comes to Yom Chag, they'll specially go to be moided to worship their Avodah Zarah because of us. And there's nis of lo yishom alpicho, a Jew is not allowed to cause even a guy to worship the Avodah Zarah. So therefore, midirabbanan, we're afraid of this, and therefore 3 days before it's asa. There's another reason in the Gemara, maybe lefnei iver, that maybe the goyim, without our money, without our profit, they will not be able to buy a behemoth for the Avodah Zarah, and now because of the money we're giving them, they'll be able to. So therefore, the Chacham asked us to do any type of business or any type of a pleasure given to the goyim, that they should not come to be murdered to their Avodah Zarah on the Yom Chag. Rabbi Yehuda says, Nifroyim Mehen, we are allowed to collect money from a guy. If a guy wants to pay up his chayv, his debt, we're allowed to accept it. It only makes the guy feel bad, like he feels bad, he's losing his money. So we're not afraid he'll come to be moider to the Avodah Zarah because of this. However, Omru Loi, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda, no, it's also for a Jew to accept payment from a guy. Because afal pi shemeitzahu achshav, even though right now true when the guy is paying up the money, he feels bad and bitter that he's losing his money. But sameach uliachas man, but by tomorrow when he realizes what happened, that he paid off his debt, he has no more debt, that makes him feel happy. So we have to be afraid. Maybe you will be happy on Yom Chagom and will go to worship the Avodah Zarah because of you. So therefore, the Rabbanan said us also even to collect money to receive payment from a guy these last 3 days before the Yom Chag. Mishnah Beis, Rabbi Yishmael Oimer, Shloisha Yomim Lefnahin, Ushloisha Yomim Leachreim Osa. Not only is it also 3 days before the Yom Chag, but even 3 days after the Yom Chag. They still think about the Avodah Zarah, they'll still be made to thank him, and any pleasure they receive even after these 3 days, even after the Yom Chag for the next 3 days, they'll also be made to their Avodah Zarah. The Chacham Moim Nechom say no, Lifnei Edeyim Osir, it's only Yosa to do this business or these things before the Yom Chag. But Liachar Edeyim Mutah, but after the Yom Chag, it's muta. The Gemara asked the question, of course, this Chachomim is the same halacha at the first Mishnah, the first Tanakhama. The Gemara said a lot of differences. One difference could be that the Chachomim is only Yosa one day, not 3 days. They do not say exactly 3 days. Another shal in the Gemara is, what's going to be b'dieved? Let's say a Jew did business with the guy. Is the money Yosa? So could be that's the machlokes. Tanakhama says it's muta. The Tanakh Chachomim say it's awesome. So they are chalukim. Mishnah Gimel, V'elu Edeim Shogoyim. These are the holidays of the Roman Goyim that is also for a Jew to do business with them these last 3 days. Kolendo, that's one. Ustarnura, that's the second one. Ukratesim, a third one. V'yam Gnusya Shemlochim, and that's like the anniversary, the day that they appointed the king, Roman king. So the rest of his life, on the anniversary, they always make a Yom Chag, they worship the Avodah Zarah. V'yom HaLeida, the birthday of the king. V'yom HaMisa, the day that he dies. From then on, they keep like a Yotzeit. There's always a Yom Chag that day. Tivur Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. V'chomar Nechom say it depends. Not every Yotzeit for a king do they worship the Avodah Zarah. But it's like this. Kol Misra Sheish Pasreifa, any time when the king died, they gave him respect and they burnt all his utensils, as if to say he's so choshev. It doesn't, nobody's allowed to use them, his throne, his bed, we burn. So that's a real choshev, a king. Therefore, Yesh Ba'avodah Zarah. When it comes to his yard site, they all worship the Avodah Zarah, so it's also for you to do business with them 3 days before. But for Shein Bosreif, let's say when a guy dies, they do not burn his utensils, they do not burn his bed. So then B'shat is that king was not so choshev, therefore Ein Bo Avodah Zarah. Therefore, may hold that on his yard site, they do not worship Avodah Zarah, so it's mutter to do business with them. Then the Mishnah goes on, Yom Tegalachas Tekonoi, the day that the king, or could be any Roman, when he takes a haircut, when he trims his beard, Ubloi Risai, that's a special type of a haircut they do to trim the hair, or else Yom Sholoboy Min Hayom, the day that they made it over the ocean, or else V'yom Shiyotzobo Min Vesasurim, any time a guy, when he privately was freed from jail, V'goy Shosa Mishta Lebenoi, or else any guy that marries off his son, makes a wedding, it's also for you to do business with this person. Because when these things happen, right afterwards, they're going to be murdered to the Avodah Zarah. Now this is a private thing, and therefore, it's only Yosef this one day. The day they may take the haircut, or the day they came over the ocean, or the day they came cut free, or the day of the wedding itself. And secondly, it's only Yosef to do business with this one guy, not with the whole city. Because it's like a private simcha, so we only have to be afraid of this one guy. Mishnah Dalet. Ir Sheyeshpa Avodah Zarah. If you have a city, that inside this city today, they're all worshipping Avodah Zarah. So the halacha is Chutzalo Muta. You're allowed to do business, though, with the people right outside that city. Even though they live right outside, but since for them it's not a Yom Chag, now the Chiddush is, and we're not afraid, maybe that money will go inside the city and they'll have enough from you. No, you're doing business with the outside people, that's Muta. In the opposite way, let's say Hoyu Chutzalo Avodah Zarah, let's say the people right outside the city, for them it's the Yom Chag, they're worshipping the Avodah Zarah. So Locher is Toicha Muta, a Jew is allowed to do business with the people inside the city, since by them, even though they're right next to the outside people, but for them it's not a Yom Chag, they're not going to worship the Avodah Zarah. Mahu Lelech Lesham, is a Jew allowed to go into this city the day that the Goyim worship the Avodah Zarah there? So Locher is no. And depends. Bizman Shaderech Miuchedes Liyosa Mokom. If this road ends up in that place where they worship the Avodah Zarah, that's the only use of this road, is to go straight down there. So also, it's even also for Jew just to go down this road. This Maris sign, people will say, is going down to worship the Avodah Zarah. Let's say though this road takes you to another place also, and then Muta, then a Jew is allowed to walk down this road. There's no Mar sign, people will say maybe he's going someplace else. Ir Sheyesh Bo Avodah Zarah, a city that today they worship Avodah Zarah. For Hoye Bo Chanuyas Mutaros V'Sheinu Mutaros. Let's say there were Chanuyas, there were stores there that some of them were decorated and some of them were not decorated. So the Mishnah says, Zeho Yemais BeBeishon, this once happened, a case like this in Beishon, and the Yom Chom said over there, that Hamutaroi Sasuris, these stores that are decorated with Paris, so the Pshat is that that's a sign that they pay taxes to the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, it's also for a Jew to buy something from that store. Because if you buy something, the money you give, part of it's going to be taken off of taxes for the Avodah Zarah. So just like we're not allowed to have anor from the Avodah Zarah, lo yad b'biyot chamum min acherim, the same thing, we're not allowed to give enjoyment to the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, it's also to give taxes to the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, it's also to buy in this store. But the Sheinu Mutaros, the store that does not have decorations on it, so if Shat is there, they do not pay taxes to the Avodah Zarah. Mutaros, there you're allowed to buy things from that store, because there they're not going to pay taxes. It's not considered you're giving over Hanor to the Avodah Zarah. Yeah, Mishnah Hey, Elu Dvorim Asurim Limcho Lagoyim. These are the things that a whole year round it's also to sell to a guy. Because these things the Goyim use to worship their Avodah Zarah, it's like Mishtamshte Avodah Zarah, it's also to help them along to worship their Avodah Zarah. See, it's Troiblin, which is a pre-eighth, more comes out, it's a fruit from the cedar tree. Uvenois suach, those are white figs. Uva toit roisehen, more comes out, that means with the stem. If they buy it with the stem, then they're going to hang it in front of their avodah zarah. Ulavoina means pure frankincense that they use to be makdir to burn in front of the avodah zarah. For tarnagolovin, the white chicken they buy. Rebbe Yehuda says, muta limchol elovin ben atanagolim. If a guy's dam comes in to buy chicken, he doesn't ask bedavka for a white one. So if you're selling him 20 chickens, you let it give him a few white ones also. But over zman shub b'fnei atzmai, if you only have white chickens, then koteyes etzbo umeichroloi. You're allowed to break its finger and then sell it to him. Because since you break its finger, then the goyim will not use it for akrova, for a korban, for their avodah zarah. And the Mishnah says, if he shame makrivin chosel avodah zarah, they do not bring an animal or a bird that's missing an aver to their avodah zarah. Ushah kolatvorm, anything else you want to sell a goy, it depends. Stom on mut, if the goy stam asks you, please sell it to me. So in Astam, you don't have to be afraid he's going to use it for avodah zarah, it's okay. Ul perushan osa, but if they say clearly, we want it because we want to be over avodah zarah now, then it would be osa. Rabbi Meir says, av dekel tov, v'chotzov, v'niklivom osa limchol goyim. These things also we have to be afraid that they're going to use for their avodah zarah. So dekel tov, that means the fruits of a good palm tree. V'chatzav, some say that's konis sukkah, that's the reeds that you have sugar from. And some say it's a botzel, it's a wild onion. V'niklivim, that's a type of a grass that's very good. That you have to be afraid the goyim are going to use these things for their avodah zarah. Mishnah Vav. Mokum shenagul limchor behem adakal agoyim moichrim. If you live in a place that the minig, the manner people act here is that it's okay to sell a small animal to a goy, so moichrim you're allowed to. In other words, if you're not afraid that the goyim will have mishkav, will live with their animal, so you're allowed to sell it to them. But mokum shenagul shle limchor, if in the place you live the minig is not to sell animals, even a small animal to a goy, is ein moichrim, you're not allowed to sell it to them. Because in this place we're afraid that they're going to be Raveya, they're going to live with their animals, and that's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, so you're like be Masayaya. So if we're not allowed to, in this place, you're not allowed to sell them a small animal. The Gemara comes out, even though all over, really Goyim Achoshet to be Raveya animals, but the Pshat is usually their own animal, they do not want to do it, because they'll ruin the animal. If it's in a keva, they'll make a tiyokish, won't be able to have offsprings. And if it's a male, they'll make it weak. So therefore, usually their own animal, they're not Raveya. But in the Mokim, that even their own, they're Raveya, so it's also to sell it to them. But over Chom Mokim, any place, ein Mokim Lehem Behem Agasa, a big animal that could do work, you're not allowed to sell to a goy any place. The Gemara comes out because it's a gzera, maybe you'll sell it to him right before Shabbos, and he'll come to test it out on Shabbos, and he'll do work with it. It comes out he's working with your animal on Shabbos, or else maybe you rent it to him, or you lend it to him over Shabbos, and he's going to be working with your animal. Therefore, the gzera of this, you're not allowed to sell a behema gasa to a goy. Tanakama says even small ones, even calves, or siyochim a small chamor, also you're not allowed to sell to a goy. It's bechlal the gzera, whether they're whole or whether they're shover, broken leg, that they can't do work now. Still, it's one big gzera not to sell any big animal to a goy. Rabbi Yehuda Mate Bishvur. Rabbi Yehuda also know if the animal's leg is broken, that right now he cannot do any work. So there's no chash that maybe the goy will work with the animal on Shabbos. Therefore, such an animal you're allowed to sell to a goy. Or Ben Beseira Mate Besus. Ben Beseira says even a horse you're allowed to sell to a goy. Because the malacha that a horse does is that you ride on it. Now there's no issa d'oraisa of riding on a horse. Because chai nois yisatsim, a live person carries himself. So there's no issa of a mechamer or shvisa behemtoi for on riding on an animal midiraisa. Therefore, you're allowed to sell a sus, that's the malachi does, to a guy. That's Ben Beseira's shita. But the malachi is not like Ben Beseira. Mishnah Zayin. Ein moichron lehem a dubin varoish. Not allowed to sell a bear or a lion to a guy. For chol dovish yeshba nezik l'rab, anything that could be harmful to a guy, it's also to sell, like weapons, is because we're afraid maybe they'll come to use it upon us, they'll come to kill out the Jews with them. Now, Ein Boinim Imohem Be Basilki, we're not allowed to build with them. Ein Boinim Imohem Be Silki, we're not allowed to build with them, with a Goy, Be Silki, that's the big palace that they use for a base mishpat. They use this for a judge place, a courthouse, because again, we're afraid maybe they'll judge the Jews there and come to kill them. So therefore, Jews are not allowed to help them build their big basilki, a big palace. Garden, that's also Mokan, that's the place where they take the person supposed to be killed. And the Danim, they judge him there with his chayiv mis or not. So you can't build this either because maybe they'll judge a Jew there. Be it Tadio. That's the place. That's like bullfights, that they have wild animals come and kill the avodim, the slaves. So you have to be afraid, maybe they'll put a Jew there. So now that I help them build an istadagio, a stadium, where they have bullfights like, Ovima, we can't help them build a big tower where this is the place where they throw the person off as chayiv misa, Rashi learns. In the case where the goyim is down a person to have misa to be killed, so they put him on top of this beam and they throw him off from there. So again, a Jew should not help them build this bima because we're afraid maybe they may kill a Jew on it. So we should not help them kill the Jews. Avol, but the Mishnah says, Avol, boinen imohim b'moisiyois, for a lot of help them build the b'moisiyois. Some say that's the base amercha shaltzib, that's a public beit house, or base machtzoyis, and even a private beit house, we're allowed to help them build. And the chiddush is, even though inside it they put up an avodah zarah there, but that's not the main purpose. The main purpose is to bathe yourself, therefore we're allowed to help them build their beit houses. But higia lekipa shemamidim bo avodah zarah, let's say you come to the platform where they plan to put on top of this their avodah zarah, like we said, in the base amercha, in the bath house, they put up a statue. So when you come to the kippah, to the foundation, to the platform, then also livnois, this you cannot help them build. Because like the whole Mishnah before, you're not allowed to help them do something b'shvil because of their avodah zarah. So this platform is like the beginning of helping them for the avodah zarah, therefore it's also. Now Mishnah Ches, v'yeinoisin tachshitin li'avodah zarah. A Jew is not allowed to make jewelry for the purpose to put upon their avodah zarah, like a kutlois, that's like a neck chain, unzomim, that's like earrings or nose rings, v'tabois, and rings that they put upon the fingers of their avodah zarah. Rebbe Lezer says bischar muta, but if they pay you to do it, then it's muta for Yisrael to do it, like you're making these tachshitim, but for pay, so then it's okay. Now, in some Mishnais, they do not have this girsa, because it's pretty hard to understand. The Tosfos Yom Tov takes it out. Like he says, there's no sort that says it should be mutter to make jewelry for a guy for their avodah zarah, even if we get paid for it. Then the Mishnah says, Ein moichrim lehem b'mechub lekarka. A Jew is not allowed to sell in Eretz Yisrael anything that's mechub, that's attached to the ground. You're not allowed to sell it to a guy. The Pasuk says, Lo yisichonim, widarshin letitun lehem chaniyah b'karka. You can't give them any type of rest living on the ground in Eretz Yisrael. You can't sell them an apartment, you can't sell them a house, you can't sell them a tree. Anything that's mechub lekarka. Avo moichru mishi kotzeitz. But you can sell them the tree after it's cut down. After you cut it down, then you can sell the tree. It's not mechubur, it's not called chaniyas karka. Rabbi Yehuda says, moichru lo yamanas lokutz. You could sell a guy right now the tree, even though it's still standing and growing, on a condition though that the guy has to cut it down. Then it's okay. We consider it like it's also cut down already. Now, ein maskirin lehem batim b'Eretz Yisrael. But the Rabbanim, there's a gzera, we cannot even rent out to them a house in Eretz Yisrael. You can't rent an apartment to a guy in Eretz Yisrael. V'ein tzarech lo'im esodis, and for sure, you cannot rent out to them fields. Because by renting out to them a field, there's two chasroinus. Because if you sell them a field, not only are you giving them chaniya, living in the karka, but you're also being mafia kedushas trumas amaisris. So therefore, ain't so limit for sure, you cannot even rent out to them a field, a gzeri you may come to sell it to them. Over Syria, what about Syria? That was the kibbush yoka that David HaMelech captured by himself. Maskirin lehem botim. There, you're allowed to rent out houses to them. Avoloi sadis, but you cannot rent out a field to a guy in Syria. In other words, our Mishnah Gemara comes out holds that kibbush yochid shemei kibbush, that it has a gedushas Eretz Yisrael on it, and therefore midirayis it would be also to sell a house
or to sell your field to a guy in Syria. However, the issa of renting is only midirabbanin. The rabbanin were not machna. They wanted to show a difference between Syria and Eretz Yisrael. So in Syria, they did not make this gezera. You're allowed to rent a house to a guy in Syria, but not a Saudi. You cannot rent out a field to a guy in Syria, because if you would come to sell it to him, there'll be two averis. You're giving him chaniyah and you're taking mafkiyah kedushas maisris. Here the rabbanin were machna. Over chutz loras, let's say outside Eretz Yisrael, moichim lembatim, you're allowed to even sell them houses, or maskir and sardis, you could rent a field. But mashma, you cannot sell a field to a goy in chutz loras, to xerim, maybe you come to sell it to him in Eretz Yisrael. Tiva Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yossi says, Eretz Yisrael, maskir and lembatim, in Eretz Yisrael, you are allowed to rent out houses to them. Avoloi sardis, he holds, even in Eretz Yisrael, there's no xerim, there's abundant of renting, you're allowed to rent out a house. Just you can't sell him a house. By a sod, the hero he agrees as Nis the Rabbonin not to rent out a field to a guy. Pshit, you can't sell it to him. Then you'd be doing two averis. You're giving him chaniyah b'karka and you'd be mafki, you're taking away the gedusha for paris of trumas and maisus. There'll be no chi of trumas and maisus. So therefore, the Rabbonin were machmer not even to rent it to him. Over Surya, if you sell on Surya, Moichrin bought him, he owes Surya does not have Kedusha, therefore you're allowed to sell a house there to a guy, or Maskir and Sodas, you could even rent out a field to a guy there. A Mashma said to sell a field to a guy, that's the loss of Xera, maybe you come to sell a field in Eretz Yisrael, since Surya is close nearby to Eretz Yisrael. But of a Chutzlar, it's places that are far away from Eretz Yisrael, then Moichrin Elu V'Elu. Then Rabbi Yossi holds you're allowed to sell to them fields and houses, there's no difference. The Gemara just says, providing though that they should not make a shchuna or neighborhood of goyim. Like if you're living in a Jewish neighborhood, you're not supposed to sell a house to like three goyim, to let three goyim come and live there together. That still would be yosa midirabbanan.
Yeah, Mishnah Tes. Af b'mekoyim sh'amru l'haskir, even in a place that you're allowed to rent out your house to a goy, let's say it's in Syria or Chutz Loretz, so locher is loyla beis diramu, but you're not allowed to rent it out to a guy to live in the house. Because at least in the Gemara's times, they used to bring inside their apartment the avodah zarah. And now this, it's also that a guy should bring into your apartment that you're renting to him an avodah zarah. Shinema, the apostle says, loisavi se'eva el beisecha, you should not bring this to Eva, this avodah zarah, something disgusting, into your house. So therefore, that even we had the more before, even if we held Schiris as Kanya, that really is called like the guy's apartment, but for this Issa, still, since you own the house, it would be also for you to let an Avoy Dezara come into the house. Over Chomok, in any place, Lo Yaske Lo Yesamerchot, you're not allowed to rent out your bathhouse to a guy, because it's called on your name, and he's going to keep it open and work with it on Shabbos, and people will say that you have your business, you have your workhouse, your bathhouse open on Shabbos. Therefore, it's also to rent it out to a guy. However, if you sell it to the guy, then it's mutter, because once the guy owns it, it's not nikra al shema, it's not called yours anymore, then there wouldn't be any problem. Yeah, Perek Sheni. Ein ma'midin behema b'pindakoyesh ha'goyim. If a Jew is staying like overnight in a goyesh inn, so you're not allowed to deposit, leave your animals there overnight. Mevnei she'chashudim ala raviyah. Because we have to be afraid that the goyim will come, the yonah will come and live with your animal overnight, and he being over lifna ivar, because this is one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, not to live with animals. The pasuk says v'hoyu l'boser echad, they have to be only men and lady and not with animals. So therefore, there's an issa to leave your animal, and even though before we had it totally in different makaymos, but that's only if they own their animal, their own animal we had, they won't want to ruin. But here, where it's the Jew's animal belongs to somebody else, for sure they'll have revia, they'll live with the animal, so we're not allowed to leave our animal there overnight. And also, leitisyachad ishrim mohem, a Jewish lady is not allowed to be alone with a goy, b'vnei shechashudim ala rois, because they're choshed ala rois. They're parrots by rois. And the Gemara says, what's the chiddush? The chur, even by a Jewish man, there's nisa yichud. And the Gemara says, even with three or four, but if the men are parrots, it's also. So the chiddush is, the Gemara says, even though the guy has his wife with him, by a Jew, if he has his wife with him, she'll protect him, he won't do znus. But by a guy, even though they have their wife with them, still we have to be afraid he'll have znus. So nisha cannot be miyachad with a guy, even though the guy has his wife with him. Even a man cannot be found alone with a goy, because you have to be afraid neighbor will come and kill you. A Jewish lady should not be like a midwife for a goy. She should not help her give birth. Because she like helping a boy be born, or a kid be born, to worship Avodah Zarah. There's no mitzvah, she should not do this. But a goy, she's allowed to be a midwife for a Jewish lady giving birth. Because here it's a good thing. I were afraid maybe she'll kill them. So with the Shalom the Gemara, we have to have somebody watching over. Bas Yisrael loisonik benosha nochris. A Jewish lady should not nurse a goyish baby. For the same reason, you don't have to bring up a goyish boy. Avo nochris, but a goyish lady, menika benosha Yisraelis. In the case you have nobody else, your mishnah, you're allowed to let a goya nurse a Jewish boy for shusa. As long as she's doing it for shusa the Yisrael that were watching over her. Then we're not afraid to come and kill the baby. But otherwise, you should not bring the baby to the Goya and let her nurse there, because we're afraid maybe she'll kill him. Mishnah Beis. Misrapi mehem ripui momen. You're allowed to go to a Goyish doctor and heal yourself if it's a question of money. Avolo ripui nefoshes, but not a question of healing your soul. And the Gemara comes out that momen means your animals. You're allowed to take your animals to a Goyish doctor, but a person himself is not allowed to go to a Goyish doctor at all. Because we're afraid maybe he'll treat you the wrong way and he'll kill you. So therefore you have to stay away. The only head there is if he's a Reifa Mumcha, if he's a special professional, a real doctor, then we say Lamar Nafshari won't do anything bad to lose his reputation, then he'll be mutter. V'yein mistapur mehem b'chomokom divar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds you're not allowed to take a haircut by a guy any place, because you have to be afraid he'll use his knife and kill you there. If you take a haircut for Shusar Rabbim, there the guy would be afraid to kill you. You can't take a private haircut by a guy. You have to be afraid, since he has a knife in his hand, maybe he'll come to kill you. There's any place that the Rabbim is not much, it's not mamish in the middle of a Shusar Rabbim, it's also to take a haircut by a guy. Mishnah Gimel. Elu Dvorim Shel Goyim Asurim V'Yisurin Yisuri Ahanoah. These are the things from Goyim that not only is it also tito to drink it, but it's even also b'hano. You can't have any enjoyment from it at all. Hayayin, wine from Avodah Zarah, from a Goy. Poshid, one chash is, midirais, that he was menaseich, he poured it over in front of the Avodah Zarah, and that yain midirais has a locha like a zevach, a korban for the Avodah Zarah, which has a locha like a mace, which is also b'hano. That's called real yain nesach, that's also b'hano midirais. Then v'hachoymitz shogoyim shoyimit chilosa yayin. Even though now it's vinegar, but since at the beginning it was wine, so at the time when it was wine, it had an issa yayin nesach. So now that it turns into vinegar, the issa still remains. Still, it's also bashtiya and also bahano. V'cheres hadriyoni. If you had this earthly kli that comes from a driyoni, that over there what it did was they used to like evaporate their wine into the kli. And they would take the kli, this earthly kli, with them. And whenever they wanted to make wine, they would just like soak it in water, and it would taste like wine. So it has a loch like yayin esach, therefore this earthly kli is also bano. Then the iris levuvin, if you have skin of an animal, that the place where the heart is cut out, so that's also an iser of takrubas avodah zarah, it's also bano. That we say must probably the goyim, what they used to do was they used to cut open the heart of an animal and pull it out and bring it for the Avodah Zarah. And then they would skin it. So if you have the skin of an animal and the place where the heart was is a round hole there, so that skin is also takruvais, a korban for the Avodah Zarah, it's also banor. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel like says and explains, Bizman shekher shle ogul osa. If the hole is round, so then it's osa. Then we say that they took it out l'shem Avodah Zarah. But Moshech, if the cut there is straight, then mutter, then it's okay. Because then we say they did not take it out, or they did not take the heart out l'shem Avodah Zarah, therefore the skin is okay. Now, Bosar ha'nichnas l'Avodah Zarah, if you find a guy bringing in meat into their base Avodah Zarah, like to bring it for the Avodah Zarah, so mutter.
that before he brought it in, it's not called takruvus yet, it's mutter to have anor from that meat. But the meat that's brought out from the base of Avodah Zarah, then also it's also to have hanor from that meat. These are words of Rabbi Akiva, that must probably this meat, once it was inside there, they used it for takrubus, for like a korban for the Avodah Zarah. So then bring it out, now it has the lock of zivche mesim, like a mace, that's also b'hanor. Ha'ochim letarpois, if you see goyim going towards the base of Avodah Zarah, so also losseis v'losseis imohin. Something like the first Mishnah we had, it's also to do business with them. Because they're going to the base of Avodah Zarah, for sure they're going to be moed and admit and thank their Avodah Zarah for it. So therefore you cannot make them feel good, it's also to do any business deal with them when they're on the way there. But for Haboyim, when they're returning, coming home from the base of Avodah Zarah, then Mutarim, then it's okay to do business with them, because then they're not going to go to be Moida to the Avodah Zarah. All right, a turnover. Mishnah Dalet. Noidois Hagoyim Fekankineim. Noidois, that's the flasks of a Goyim that they stored their wine in it. Rose Kankineim, that's a pitcher made out of earth, an earthly pitcher, that they used to store their wine in it. V'yayin shayisro konasbehen, and now even though they cleaned it out, now a Jew put his wine inside this barrel or inside this flask. Sa'asuran v'yisurin yisuri hanor divra Rabbi Meir, that the wine of the Jew now also becomes osav hanor. In other words, the tam, the taste of the original yayin nesach comes out and goes into the Jewish wine, and therefore the wine also has a loch like yayin nesach becomes osav hanor. V'chomer nechom say no, ein yisurin yisuri hanor. It's not osav hanor, this wine, since you do not see any be'en of the yayin nesach, it's only the tam that comes out. So it's only also b'shtiya and not also b'hano. Hachatzanim v'hazagim shogoyim asurin v'yisurin yisuri hano divru Rabbi Meir. The chatzanim and the zagim, these are the pits and the shells that the goyim used for their grapes when they made the wine. So it once had a shame wine on it. So therefore now, even though it's only pits and shells, it's still also b'hano. It has luck like yayin nesach. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. The chum say, lach in asurin, if these pits and shells are still only 1 year old, less than a year, that they're still a little bit wet, then asurin has lach like yayin nesach. But yevashin, if they're dried out a year old already, then mutarim, then they have no tam, no din of yayin nesach, then it's muta. And the more it comes out, it's even muta v'achilu then. Now, hamurias, that's the juice that comes out of small fish, that they soak in salt, and it's also b'no according to Rabbi Meir, because they used to put wine inside it, so it's not like yayin nesach. So hamurias or gvinas base unyoki, the cheese that comes from this place base unyoki, is shogoyim asurim, the goyish cheese or the goyish murayis is also to eat, and the surin israno, it's even also b'no divrei Rabbi Meir. So he said, Hamurayis is because maybe they put some yayin nesach inside it. And as Gavinus, the Gemara says, because they use a keva, that they used to use a keva, an animal from an Avodah Zarah, that they used to use the rennet from that animal, therefore the cheese is also b'hano. V'chom marim v'chom say, ein yisurin yisuri hano, no, it's not also b'hano, it's only also b'achila. Because by Murayis, and the reason is because by Marias they would only put wine and not to sweeten it, but only to take away the bad smell. So for that, it's only also b'achilo, not li'isura. It's not also b'hano. And Venus Basinaik also, there was only a miyat of them that used to do it. So therefore, it's only a chash of a miyat. Therefore, they say it's enough to ask for it b'achilo b'shtiya, but not b'hano. The Chum say it's mutet b'hano from these two things. Mishnah Hey, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Shoal Rabbi Yishmael es Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yishmael asked Rabbi Yeshua k'shohayim halchim aderech, when they were traveling on the road. Omer Loi, so Rabbi Yishmael said to Rabbi Yeshua, Mefnei ma osru givinas hagoyim. What's the reason why is goyish a cheese osetit? Omer Loi, he said back to him. So Rabbi Yeshua answered back, Mefnei shema mid mois of the kevish on the velo, because they used the rennet from the keva, from the stomach of a nevela. So therefore, just like the nevela is also, who are then the cheeses, the rennet is also. Omuloi, so Anish Rabbi Shmuel said back, no, in such a case, the rennet is muta.
V'aloi kevas oilo chamura mikevas nevelom. The stomach of a korban oilo should be more osa to eat or to have an ofram than the keva of a nevela. Because nevela is not osa bano, there's no milo. Mashenka from a korban is nisa milo involved. And still v'yomer was said over that koyin should diet the yofon. A koyin that his mind is at peace. Sarfachai is allowed to drink this keva. He could drink the rennet from the keva. In other words, because it's only pirsha b'yalma, it's not really part of the animal. It's only like junk, like excrement of the animal. It's only pirsha. Therefore, midirai sits muta. But lehoid loy, the chum did not agree to him. They hold a midirabonin in tzosa. Avulomer, but the chum said, einenim, midirabonin not supposed to have ano from this rennet that comes out of the cave of the stomach of a korban olam. But v'loy malin, if someone does have ano, there's no isat mila. Why? Because midirai is called like pirsha b'yalma. So here also by Nevela, like why is the parish, why is the Renet also? The Renet should be Mutta, it's called Pirsha B'yama. And even Midrabon it should be Mutta, it's only a Chumra by Avodah Zarah, not by Nevela, not by Keva. It's only a Chumra by Keva, Shela Korban Eila, but not by Keva Shel Nevela. So why is the cheese also? Or Maloi, so he answered back and said, true, but the reason is because Mifnei Shemamida Noisa Vekevis Egle Avodah Zarah. They used to use the stomach of an eagle that they use for the korban for Avodah Zarah. So as the korban is the takrubas Avodah Zarah, every single thing inside the animal is also even the pirsha. Since it makes it look fatter, they like it, it's called part of the Avodah Zarah. So if even the pirsha, the junk that comes out of the stomach, is also bano. That's why it's also to eat goyish trees, because they use this type of rennet. Omar Loisa, yes, back though. In Cain, if so, Loma Loyas Rul Bahano. If that's the reason that cheese is also because they use this type of rennet, so it should even be Yosav Anor also. And we know Goyisha cheese is only Yosav Achil, it's not Yosav Anor. So Maisi did not answer this, and the Mishnah does not give the answer for this. So the Mishnah says, rather, he sealed over Acher. They went up to talk about something else. Omar Loisa, he said like this, Yishmol Achi, Yishmol my brother. How do you read this pasuk in Shir Shirim? Kitovim doidecha miyoyin. Do you read it kitovim doidecha miyoyin b'loshin zohar? Or kitovim doidayich or loshin of an akeva? The shaila was, Rabbi Yeshua asked now, do you read it b'loshin zohar, which is mashma, that Klai Yisrael is saying this to a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Or do we read loshin akeva, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying this about Klai Yisrael? That's the Shaila. Or Malois, he answered back, Titoivim doidayich, I read it Veloshin, Eloshin Nekeva. Or Malois, he said back, no, you're wrong, Ein Adovakin, it's not right. But rather, it's Eloshin Zohar. Shrei Chaberim Malamlo, what the Avinya proof in the next part of the Pasik. That it says, L'reach Shemonecha Toivim, which is Eloshin Zohar. And the Pshat is that Klai Yisrael is saying this about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That how dear HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to Klai Yisrael. So it should be a Lashon Zohar that Klai Yisrael is saying this about HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Mishnah Vav. Elu Dvorim Shogoyim, these are the things that Goyim make, which are Asurim, the Rosser for Jew to eat, but V'yeni Surin Isuri Hano. Here these things, it's Mutav Hano, you're allowed to sell them if you want. Cholov Shel Chol Boy Goy, milk that a goy milked, v'yein yisror yeyu, and the Jew did not see when the goy was milking the cow, so that's called cholovakum, which is also b'shtiyah. A Jew was not allowed to drink cholovakum, but it's mutav hano, you're allowed to sell it. It's only mutav if a Jew was there watching the way the goy milked the cows. V'hapas, and bread, that means bread that goyim baked, whether it's by a baker or whether a private person, the Mishnah holds that it's osa b'chilo. V'hashemen shelhen, and oil, the goyim made oil, it's also for Jew to use the goyish oil. Rebbe u'beizdino hitte b'shemen, but Rebbe and his bezdin was mata said, no, shemen, it's okay, Jew is allowed to use shemen made by a goy, providing that it's kosher, they didn't use any treifas involved. U'shlokas, shlokas, anything that's cooked, that's called bishalakum, any food that a goy cooked, which has to be something that's not edible by itself, they only eat it through the cooking, and also has to be something that's oyla shulchum lochem, something choshev. That's a shlokas, that's a gzera, that the Chum said we cannot eat food that was cooked by goyim. U'kvoshim, and pickled, things that are pickled, are soured and pickled, shadarkan losa tochen yain v'chaymetz,
in a case where it's normal for them to put in their wine, stam yenam, or else to put in their vinegar, which also was once wine. So it's also because of the yain nesach that's in there. The Taurus trufa, that means mixed up fish, that are like filleted fish, that you did not see the skins and fins, so that's also osa. The tzir shein bo doga, if you have tzir, that's the brine of fish, the oil that comes out of fish, so you have to be afraid, maybe came from dogim to meyim, so it's only muta, v'tzir shein bo doga kilbis shatetes boy. If this brine does not have this small type of a fish, called kilbis, that swims in it, then it's also. In other words, if it has a kilbis swimming in it, like a small insect swimming, this only grows in dogim, from dogim to hirim. A dog that's tor, then it could have this kilbis. So then the brine would be okay. But if there's no kilbis floating in there, then you have to be afraid this brine came from dogim to meyim. Fi hachilok, that's another type of a small fish, that even though right now it doesn't have simonim, but the simonim are supposed to grow onto it later. So really it's kosher. Just you have to be afraid maybe the goyim mixed in with the other fish. And that looks like this. So therefore you can't buy a fish of a chiluk from a goy. The kairit shel chiltis. For kairit, that's a piece, Rashi says, chiltis is a fruit. And kairit means a slice of the fruit. Because you have to be afraid they use their knives, which are treif. Or melech talkontius. This type of salt that's mixed up with some type of psalmim, and we're afraid the Gemara says because they mixed chazer into it. So harei elu asurim, all these things are also for Jew to eat, but v'yein isurim and isur hano, but here there's no isur hano, you're allowed to have enjoyment from these things. You could sell them. Now Mishneh Zayin, elu mutorim b'achila, these things from goyim that a Jew is allowed to eat, cholov shechol b'goy, milk that a goy milked the cow, but the Yisroa Yehu, if the Jew saw, watched him, the way he milked the cow to make sure it's kosher milk, then a Jew is allowed to drink that milk. That's considered Chol of Yisroa. For you had vash, if you have honey that you buy from a goy, also it's mut, there's no chash for him to be afraid of anything. For you had dav devonios, that's a cluster of grapes, even though they're dripping, the juice of the grapes is dripping, there's no issa, we don't have to be afraid, it's yai nesach yet, there's no wine involved, you're allowed to eat these grapes. And secondly, this liquid is dripping out from the grapes, since you do not want them for drinking purposes, but you want these grapes for eating purposes, therefore the liquid that comes out does not have a loch of mashka, it's not called liquid, it's not machsh or anything lekabutuma. If the pre is still not huchsh lekabutuma, unless some other water goes upon it. Uchvoshim, the same thing, anything you're pickling, souring, shein darkim, losfes letoichin yain v'chomitz. This type of a food that's not a dera for the goyim to put some wine inside or to put some vinegar, there's no problem with yaim nesach, then stam kibush is okay. Utris shein atrufa, you have a piece of fish that's not chopped up. In other words, you could see the simonim, you could see the head or the backbone of the fish, so you could recognize that this is a fish tahor, therefore it's okay. Same thing with tzir, if you have the brine of fish, Shiyesh Badoga, that has this small insect swimming there, we have before, that's a simen, that's a dag tor. Because if the tzir would come from a dag tomei, this fish, the small thing, would not be able to swim there. The Olo Shechiltis, that's the top part of this sharp chiltis, since over there it's not a derech to cut it with a knife, then there's no problem. It's kosher to buy it from a guy. The Zeisim Gulsokios Hamagugolim. If you have olives that the goyim already squashed in a kli oglin around kli, they're very soft, it's okay. We're not afraid they pour any wine on it. You're allowed to buy these olives. Rabbi Yossi says, Hashluchin asurim. If these olives are very, very soft, that when you hold it in your hand, the pits come out, then it's also. Because you have to be afraid on these things. Maybe they put some wine in it to make it very soft. Hachagovim grishapis haboyim min aslula, which comes from a slula, that means a small barrel, which is open. It's open like the goyim sell from this. Senet sasurim, it's also to buy, it's also bachila.
because you have to be afraid maybe they poured some wine on top of these grasshoppers. But min hefsek, let's say it takes out these grasshoppers from the warehouse that was closed, so there it's not a derech to pour wine into it because it doesn't store well that way, then mutarim, then you're allowed to eat those grasshoppers, buy them off the goyim. And v'chein l'truma, the same halacha applies by truma. That means a kohen that's choshed to sell truma l'shem chulin, because chulin is worth more than truma. So therefore, if it's in front of his chanus, it's also to buy from him. But if it's from the warehouse, then you don't have to be afraid, because a kohen is afraid to sell his truma l'shem chulin, because maybe the chum will find out about it, and there'll be mafker his whole oitzer. So therefore, in the case where he's selling you from his oitzer, from his warehouse, you do not have to be afraid, maybe really it's truma. If he's selling to you and telling you it's chulin, then you're allowed to buy it. So you have the same chilek whether he's selling you an open barrel or whether he's taken out of the warehouse, then you could trust him. Yeah, Perek Gimel. Mishnah Aleph. Kol hatzlamim, all statues asurim. All statues that you find, a tzur of a person, is also mivnei shehein nevodim pamachas pashon, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds, at least that in his city, the Gemara says, the Goyim used to worship the statues at least once a year. So since the Goyim worshipped it there, it has a loch of an avodah zarah, and therefore it's also b'hanor, a Jew cannot have no enjoyment from it. And the Gemara explains that even though in his city they used to do this way, Rabbi Meir made gzerah all over. He was goyza kol olam, oto this one mokim in his place, because Rabbi Meir was chay shlem yutai. He was afraid for the minority, even though it only happened in his one place. Therefore, they say in the other places that we do not know they worship these type of statues, therefore they're mutar b'hanor. But rather, einoy also, when is it that a statue is also b'hanor? It has to be a statue of a person that the person is holding a stick in his hand. If he's holding a stick, that's a simon that we say he's like the ruler over the world. Or else he has a bird in his hand. Also, it's a sign like he's like flies. He's above the whole world. He's the ruler over the whole world. Or else he has a ball in his hand. Also, as if to say he's ruling over the whole world, that's like a bull. But otherwise, a regular statue, kolat slomim, chom says mutavano. We do not say the goyim worship them unless we know for sure they worship them, and we're not chayish lemute. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, kol sheyesh by kol dover. As long as the statue has anything in his hand, that's enough to make it asabano. Then we say they put it in his hand because it's chashuv to them and they're worshiping him. But kolat slomim, a regular tzelim, regular statue that has nothing in his hand, hilagritza chomim, that it's mutar b'hanor. And the loch is like of Shimon, like the chachomim, that it's only also if he's holding a makel, a tzipur, a kader. And the Gemara says, really the machlekes is big krochim in the big cities. Because in the small villages, then for sure the only purpose they make it is to bow down to, therefore it's also b'hanor. However, in a big city, then the swari is sometimes the goyim make it just lenoy to make it look nice to beautify the city. So therefore, it's only us, according to Chachomim, if it has a makel or has a tzip or has a kador in its hand. Mishnah Beis. Ha-moitzei shivrei tzlamim. Let's say somebody finds broken pieces from a tzelem, from a statue. Ha-re'elu mutarim. They're mutar b'ano. Even though when it was sholem, it's also b'ano. Mark disle. And the Gemara says, according to Shmuel, who adin, the same halacha would apply with the real avodah zarah. That if we find broken pieces of the avodah zarah, harei elu mutarim. That we say, since it's broken, most probably the goyim will mevatel it, and that's halacha, goy has the right to be mevatel, to annul his avodah zarah. And then the yisur annul goes off it. Motza, what's going to be if somebody finds tavnis yod, the form of a hand, or a tavnis regal, the form of a foot? Harayelo asurim. These still have the Yisr Hano. It's also b'hano. You can't have any enjoyment from it. Mevnei shekiyotzabim never, because things like this, the goyim worship. And the Gemara explains, we're not talking about a broken piece, because the Rashi says a broken piece is mutah. But rather, we're talking about here that it was made this way. It was made just the form of a foot, just the form of a hand, on a base. And you have the base there, and it could stand on its base. So this is the way the goyim worship it. Therefore, it's still also b'hano. Mishnah Gimel. Ha-moitze kelim, somebody finds kelim, utensils, v'yaleyem tzuras chama. And on this utensil, there's the picture, the tzura, of a sun. Or else, tzura levana, there's the picture, the tzura, of a levana, of a moon. Tzuras drakin, or else there's a picture of a drakin, a dragon. What the Gemara says, it looks like a fish, it looks like a snake, they're a dragon. So, halacha is, yolichim liyam ha-melech. If you find a kli with one of these three tzuras on it, we say for sure the goyim worshipped it, and therefore it's also bahano, therefore you have to throw it liyam ha-melech. Now Rashi explains, Mefarshim say, it doesn't really mean here that you find a picture of a sun, but rather it means a picture that the goyim that worship the sun, they make a certain sign. Some say it's a picture of a king that has a crown on him that's sitting in a wagon. Okay, so these people that worship the sun, they make a certain type of a symbol. So if you find the clear that has the symbol of the sun, or the symbol of the levon, or the symbol of a drakon, then we say for sure they worshipped it, and therefore it's asur b'hano. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, shel ha-mechubadim asurim. It depends what type of a kli you find it on. If you find it on a prestige kli, Mar says like a necklace, jewelry, then we say for sure they're worshipping it, and therefore it's asur b'hano. Shel ha-mevuzin mutarim, if you just found it on a plate, or on a glass, or a cup, then we say they did not worship it, they only made it lenoi, therefore it's still mutar b'hano. Rabbi Yossi says, whenever you have an avodah zarah, even if it's made out of metal, halacha is seichek, you could grind it up, v'zer l'ruach, and throw it into the air. That's the way you get rid of it. Or matol liyom, or else throw it into the ocean. Omru lo, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yossi, no, this is no good. Afunasel zevel, if you do like this, by throwing the dust, it will become manure, it will fix up the ground, and you'll be having hanor from it. And that's also, Shneimar the Pasuk says, for lo yidvak biyot chomum menacherim, you could have no enjoyment at all from avodah zarah. It's also totally bahano. So therefore, they hold you cannot even throw the ruach with the fear that it'll land on the ground and you'll have hano from this dust. Yeah, Mishnah Dalid, shoel proiklus ben pluspos es Rabbi Gamliel biyako. This guy asked the question to Rabbi Gamliel when he was not naku. Shoyer roiches bemerchatz shelaf. Raititi, that Rabbi Gamliel was taking a bath in his bathhouse, Shelaf Raititi. So he had a question to him. He asked him, like, in this bathhouse, there was a statue. And he held it was an Avodah Zarah. So Saul comes out, Rabbi Gamliel is having no enjoyment from an Avodah Zarah. So he asked him a question. It says, Kosev Saraskim, it says in your Torah, for lo yidbak biyot chamum menacherim, you could take no enjoyment at all from an Avodah Zarah. So, mifnei ma'at toreiches b'merchatz shelaf toritite. How come you're taking a bath in this bathhouse that has the avodah zarah of Aphroditi there? So that was the question proikles asked Rabbi Gamliel. On this, Amalur and Rabbi Gamliel answered him back right away and said, first of all, ein meshivim b'merchatz. Listen, now I'm in the bathhouse, I'm undressed, I'm orum, I can't answer, I can't talk divra Torah now. So, therefore they waited. Hukashiyot so Amalai. When Rabbi Gamliel and Proiklus left the base of Merchatz, then Amaloi, then Rabbi Gamliel answered back and said like this, listen, Ani loy vosi bigvula, I did not go into its boundary, but rather he bought bigvuli, it the avodah zarah came into my boundary. In other words, first there was this base of Merchatz, that was here first. And it was Mishamash the Rabbim, the Tzibur used this base of Merchatz, this bathhouse. And later, Goy put the avodah zarah next to it. So therefore, it does not become asur b'hano. And I said, like, Einam, we do not say, Nasa merchatz liavdariti noi. We do not say the merchatz is like becoming a nice thing, giving noi, giving beauty to the avodah zarah, to say that the bathhouse should be asur b'hano. But rather we say, Nasa aproiditi noi la merchatz. This avodah zarah like is becoming to beautify the merchatz. So the ikar is the merchatz, and since the merchatz is mutar b'hano, it remains mutar b'hano. So that's one reason why he said he's allowed to have enjoyment from it. Davarach, another reason is a noisnim lechom im noisnim lechom mam and harb. Even a person would pay you a lot of money. Yatonichnas avodah zarah shalach orum. Would you go into your base avodah zarah when you're undressed? or Valkeri, and let's say you had Valkeri, you saw Zera last night, or Mashtim from them, would you be Mata Meraglaim in front of it? The Zuan over here in the base of America, that's what people do. I met us up here, they stay by near the hole there of the Avodah Zarah. For Cholam Mashtim Lefaneh, and everybody's Mata Meraglaim there. Says Sir Lenem, the Postagon, he says, El Elohehem. That means, Eshenoyeg Boy Mishum Eloha. Only what the Goyim act and feel as if it's their Avodah Zarah also. Then the Torah said it's also to have any enjoyment from it. But the Eshenoyeg Boy Mishum Eloha, Mutah. But some of the Goyim themselves do not act respectful to it. They do not act as if it's an Avodah Zarah. For sure it's not considered like they're worshipping it. For sure it's only for Noi, and therefore there's no Isra Noah, it does not have a locha of an Avodah Zarah. Therefore he held you allowed to go into this Beis HaMechatz.
Mishnah Hey. HaGoyim Hoivdim Esahorim V'yesagvois. If the Goyim that worship a mountain, or they worship a hill, so the locha is Hein Mutorin, that the hill itself or the mountain itself is muta b'hanor, it does not become also something that's mechubel lekarka, that's attached to the ground, does not become also b'hanor. But umar shaleim asurim, if something that's on top of the mountain, that becomes also b'hanor. In other words, if they're decorated with gold or with silver, that becomes also b'hanor. Shnemer, because the pasuk says, loy sachmoid kesef v'zov aleihem v'lo karta, I do not desire to take the silver and the gold that's on top of the Avodah Zarah. In other words, it's also b'hanor. So therefore, if you have anything on top of the mountains, they become also b'hanor. Just the mountain itself, since it's mechubra attached, does not become also b'hanor. Rabbi Yossi Aglili explains this and says, the pasuk says, Eloi heihem al hehorim. So we darshin for loy hehorim Eloi heihem. Not that the mountain itself could become their god, their Avodah Zarah. Only it says Eloheyem Alohorim, an Avodah Zarah that's on top of the mountain, but not the mountain itself. And the same thing, Eloheyem Al Hagvois, their Avodah Zarah which is on top of a hill. But Veloy Hagvois Eloheyem, not that the hill itself could become an Avodah Zarah. So if so, you could ask the question, O Mifnei Mo Asher Asura, how come an Atzi Asher, the tree itself, is also Pahanor? I, the Pasuk says, Tachas kol eitz ranun. So make the same dig. It's only yosa what's underneath the tree, but not the tree itself. So Mardis the Mishnah answers and says, Mifnei sheyesh po tfisas yedei yodom, because the person like planted the tree, there's a tfisa, there's a contact of an odom here. So therefore it becomes also banor. And that's the klal v'chol sheyesh po tfisas yedei yodom. Anytime there's a contact with a man, that a man does something here, and then they worship it, then it becomes also banor. And Amar Rabbi Kiva says, Ani oivin the odin lefanecha. I'll come to explain you, pshat in these psukim, that the Chorot Sestira, one posik says, Atzei asher we have to burn. Another posik says, Tachas kol eitz ranan, mash moni what's underneath the tree. So what does the posik mean when it says, Tachas kol eitz ranan? So he explains that, Kol mokem shatamoitzi har gavoya, any place that you're going to find a high mountain, the given Nisa, or a high hill, you should know, or else the Eitz Ranan, or an Atzei Asherah, a tree that the Goyim worship, you should know, sheyesh shom Avodah Zarah, that there is an Avodah Zarah there, and therefore you have to be Misharish to be Eikah that Avodah Zarah. So the Pasuk says, Tachas kol Eitz Ranan is only telling you that you should know underneath the tree, most probably there is also an Avodah Zarah to get rid of. But Hu Adin, the tree itself is also, becomes also Bahanor. Here, Mishnah Vov. Mishahoye Vesoy Somach L'Avodah Zarah. Somebody had a house that was near an Avodah Zarah. That the Goyim made their Avodah Zarah near a Jewish house. V'nofal, and now your house fell down, and your wall that was like helping the Avodah Zarah. So Locher is also L'Vnoisoy. You did not let it build up the wall new because you're helping build the base of Avodah Zarah. Kate said, Yasa, what should you do? Koines b'terch shaloi arba amis. You have to move into your property for amis, uvoina, and then build up the wall. In other words, then this wall will not be protected, will not be giving enjoyment hano to the base of Avodah Zarah. Hoye shaloi v'shal Avodah Zarah. Let's say this wall belonged both to you and to the Avodah Zarah. That's b'shutfus, you own a partnership. So then the loch is nidun mechza al mechza. That we say half of it In other words, that half of the wall is considered the place of the wall, like the base for the base of Avodah Zarah, and half of it was your property. So he said, now if it falls down and you want to build it up, you have to move into your property for amos. Let's say the thickness of that wall was 2 amos, so 1 amor of it is considered like your property, so you have to move in another 3 amos to build up the wall. Now, Avonav Eitzav Yafaroi Metamim Kesheretz, the stones, or the wood, or the dust from this wall, from the base of Avodah Zarah, has Tumah Sheretz, is Tumah like a Sheretz. Shenem HaPosek says, Shaket Teshaksenu, that anything that has Tumah Avodah Zarah on it, has Tumah like a Sheketz, like a Sheretz. Rabbi Kibir HaMikneed has a stronger Tumah, like a Nidah. Shenem HaPosek says, Tizren K'moy Dova, Tzei Toimaloi, that man need the matama of a mass, just like a need is matama, whoever picks it up, is af avodah zarah matama of a mass, whoever holds up an avodah zarah, even though you're not touching it, just it's up because of you, the tumas masam, you'll also become tummy. However, the loch is like a tanakama, that an avodah zarah does not have tumah like a nidah, but rather he only has a regular tumah like a sheretz. Alright, we'll stop here, we'll continue on the next tape.